We're talking with Christina Butts from National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Christina, a couple of things I want to talk with you about this afternoon. One is the developments from the Department of Labor. They came out with some far-fetched, almost, child labor rules that they were proposing down on the farm. Looks like they're backing up, at least some of their ideas are backing up right now, and they're saying we want to reload and reassess and rediscuss. Tell me what you're hearing and what actually they're doing at this point.
So you're absolutely right. The Department of Labor did come out with some new regulations for child labor. And one area where we were most concerned is its definition of parental exemption. And originally this went so far that me growing up with my 4-H show steer that actually lived on my grandparents' ranch, my family lived up the street, since my parents did not own that property, I would not be able to feed my show steer or work with my show steer because my parents did not own the property. My grandparents did. So we had a large outcry from cattle farmers and ranchers from across the country, as well as a lot of people involved in agriculture, talking about their concerns of parental exemption. And so thankfully, just about 20 minutes ago, the Department of Labor sent out a press release stating that they received a lot of comments, they received a lot of concern from members of Congress, so they are going to reevaluate their original proposal on this definition of parental exemption. They've really kind of set forward a time frame of late summer, which most likely, once they do have a new proposal, we'll have a comment period where we will be engaged and we'll be following up on. So really looking forward, this is a good step in the right direction. We just hope that they're able to seal the deal and they do listen to the comments they did receive and they do focus parental exemption on an adult who is capable of supervising a child if they're working on their cow-calf operation, feed yard, facility, rather than focusing on who owns the actual property.
Why do you think they went this direction?
It really was because of hearing from industry and hearing from members of Congress. It was really a dual-track strategy that a lot of us in agriculture had. NCBA, we were able to generate so many comments electronically that it actually shut down the NCBA website, which was amazing. And it was a great showing of how this rule, it was so broad and it affects so many people involved in agriculture. We've also had a lot of members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats alike, that are involved in rural America or involved in agricultural programs, and they were extremely concerned with this overreach as well. And so they weighed in at the highest level. And in fact, tomorrow, the Small Business Committee in the House is actually conducting a hearing talking about this regulation from the industries impacted that weighed in with comments. NCBA, we're not able to be there, but we have submitted our comments and helped contribute to some of the testimonies of the witnesses.
Of course, just so happens that that date came up, and so they'll have some fresh fodder to consider from DOL.
It is convenient timing with Department of Labor making their announcement today and the hearing being tomorrow. But I think members of Congress will still be a little bit skeptical in the fact of DOL's original overreach on this regulation and making sure that they're watching now from a congressional perspective to what the Department of Labor does next.
Best case scenario, what can we get from DOL, you think?
I think if they take the parental exemption back to putting it in the parent's responsibility to make sure they feel comfortable of the adult supervising their child, and when we say children, we're talking about 13 to 17 years old here, making sure that that adult is capable of supervising their child while they're helping at their feed store, their feed yard, cow-calf operation, sale barn, etc. And really bringing common sense back to how can we get youth involved in agriculture? How can we get them interested from a young age? How can we support that and encourage it so that way we have more people returning to the farm?
NCBA's Christina Butts talking with us about the decision by the Department of Labor to back up a little bit and reassess some of the proposed rules they've got out regarding child labor down on the farm. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, reporting from Nashville on the Cattle Industry Convention 2012, I'm Ron Hayes.